Alright guys, welcome back to Apex Male Energy T-Top 1% Mindset. I'm your host Jake Carter, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like life's just throwing punches? Like you're constantly running on empty, putting everyone else first and forgetting about yourself in the process? Yeah, we've all been there. And that, my friends, is exactly why we're diving deep into a topic that's crucial for every man out there. Self-care. Not just that bubble bath with scented candles, although, let's be honest, that can be nice too, but the real deal. Taking care of your mental and emotional well-being. Because, let's face it guys, we're taught to be strong, silent types, to push through anything, to never show weakness. But here's the truth. Ignoring your mental health is like driving a car without checking the oil. Eventually, you're going to stall out and hit a wall. And that's not the kind of impact we want to make, right? So today, we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your self-care game and become the best version of yourself. 1. Recognize that taking care of yourself isn't selfish. Listen, I know what you're thinking. Self-care is for pampered princesses, right? Wrong. It's about prioritizing your needs just as much as you prioritize those of others. Imagine a plane taking off. They always say to put on your own oxygen mask first before helping anyone else. Why? Because if you pass out, you can't help anyone. Same with self-care. When you're feeling good mentally and emotionally, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to handle everything life throws at you. 2. Find what fuels your fire. We all have different ways of recharging. Some guys need solitude, others crave connection. Maybe it's hitting the gym, getting lost in a good book, or simply spending time in nature. The point is, figure out what activities genuinely bring you joy and make time for them. Don't just do things because you feel obligated. Do things that light you up. 3. It's okay to say no. Ever felt overwhelmed trying to please everyone? Learning to say no isn't about being rude. It's about setting boundaries and protecting your time and energy. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So, if something doesn't align with your priorities or drains you, politely decline. It's a superpower, trust me. 4. Be honest with yourself and others. Bottling up emotions is like carrying around a backpack full of bricks. It weighs you down and eventually breaks you. Talk to someone you trust about what's going on. A friend, a family member, a therapist, even journaling can be incredibly therapeutic. Sharing your struggles doesn't make you weak, it makes you human and allows for genuine connection. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world, and there will be days when you struggle. That's okay. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Picture this. You've had a rough day at work. Deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and that traffic jam felt like an eternity. You get home, exhausted and ready to crash on the couch. But instead of zoning out in front of the TV, you decide to take 30 minutes for yourself. You put on some relaxing music, light a scented candle, and soak in a hot bath. As the steam fills the air, you close your eyes and focus on your breath. You feel your muscles relax, your mind quiet down, and a sense of calm wash over you. That's self-care, my friends, taking those intentional moments to recharge and reset. So, what are the key takeaways? Listen up. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Find your own unique recharge strategies. Don't be afraid to say no and protect your time. Be honest with yourself and others about how you're feeling. And most importantly, be patient and kind to yourself on this journey. We all deserve to feel good, mentally and emotionally. It's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Now go out there and prioritize your well-being. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and hit that subscribe button for more daily doses of Apex Male Energy. And let me know in the comments what self-care practices work best for you. Until next time, keep leveling up.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.